Our trade relations with China have reached new lows as disputes across many industries have come to surface. While Beijing alleges tariffs are not in retaliation to the Australian government's push for an independent investigation into COVID-19, it's looking increasingly like that trade is being used as a political weapon. With the US distancing itself from the World Trade Organization, are we beginning to see a rise in global trade disputes? Alfred Cho asked Dr. Benedict Hyde, senior lecturer at the University of Adelaide School of Economics, how world trade will change post-COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, there has been a rise in trade tensions we observe, particularly between the big trade powerhouses, namely the US and China, and also the US and the European Union. There have been tariffs put onto goods by all these three countries. A tariff, what is a tariff? A tariff is an import tax. That is, if you're facing a tariff, then as a consumer, you have to pay more to buy a good from abroad. So goods become more expensive. So very clearly, the countries which now face higher which now use higher import tariffs make their consumers worse off because consumers face higher prices. The economy will produce less, the world economy, and that's bad.
Does it tie into this greater global trend of using trade to kind of put political pressure on an opponent country?
Countries are back to using tariffs as a policy measure or a power politics tool. I mean, when you look at the history of trade liberalization and tariffs, tariffs have become a very boring topic, you could say, in the last decades, because tariffs have been slashed across the globe within the World Trade Organization. So tariffs didn't really play a big role until a couple of years ago when they came back with a vengeance. And now we talk again a lot about tariffs. And probably this is just showing that countries are, particularly the bigger countries, are moving away from sticking to this multilateral world trade system the world has created as a reaction to the trade wars and also the wars in the first part of the 20th century. And so it seems that the bigger countries particularly are moving away from multilateralism and try to engage more in bilateral trade policy and using trade as a stick.
Seeing as you mentioned trade can be used as a stick to implement policies, should we be reconsidering our attitudes toward international trade?
I mean, when you think about trade, what does trade do? It allows us to buy goods from other countries where they are cheaper, and we can sell our goods to countries where we earn a higher price than at home. So if we removed international trade, then we all would be simply much poorer. If you just look down at the place where you're probably sitting right now and looking at your clothes, the majority of the goods you see are imported goods. So if you say we want to go move back from our trade integration to the world, basically what you say is that you make everyday people and everyday consumers worse off. And as I've stressed before, you could think that, oh, well, that's okay, but then we get our jobs. I mean, even this is not a foregone conclusion because many firms also use imported intermediate goods. So without that, we also can't produce the goods. So the majority of firms would be worse off.
And I just want to quickly go back to that idea of trade moving from multilateral to bilateral. So what are the different implications from this?
In the past, said that the WTO will take care if we have trade disputes between countries. And this is, as any rules-based system, just like the legal system in any country, it protects the small players, it protects weaker players. So if you are a small country, then, and Australia is in some sense a small country, then we benefit from a rules-based system where it's not the large countries and powerful markets which can basically determine and make, well, use trade policy as a stick. So, and we see that, and obviously, you know, Donald Trump is he the big elephant in the room, but also China. If a Western country, which has always been a champion of multilateralism, like the United States, is moving away from the World Trade Organization and actively delegitimizing it, this opens up space for other countries to basically say, well, we're not going to follow this rules-based trading system. And that's, I think, what we can see to some extent with China now happening, that this opens up space that we can use trade in these bilateral relations. And obviously, in a bilateral relation, if the two involved partners are of equal size, then it's kind of fair. But if there is an inequality in terms of economic power, then obviously it's difficult to imagine that this doesn't have implications for the fairness of things and of using trade policy to reach other goals.
And just finally, before we finish, what do you think the Australian government could do to lessen the impact of uncertainty in the global economy? You just mentioned our kind of dependence on exports to China.
It's difficult to say, is there one golden bullet to solve the impact of uncertainty on our economy? So it's difficult to come up with one solution, but I think it's clear to say what one should not do. We should not think that we should try to move to a subsistence or self-sustaining economy which relies less on trade. As I said, this would just make our consumers and also workers worse off. The other direction is exactly right. The question is, how can we diversify our export markets? How can we diversify the sources of our imports so that we don't put all our eggs into one basket, basically, and we can simply hedge away this risk?
Dr. Benedict Hyde, Senior Lecturer at the University of Adelaide School of Economics, speaking there with Alfred Cho.